Inside Mac.
For Thursday, July 13th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Mac skills prove to be important for IT hopefuls. Bob Seger has chosen iTunes. Apple shows up in brand survey, and Microsoft does not. And find out how the iPod helped the SFPD in a hit-and-run case. If you're looking for a career in IT, the best thing to do is become very familiar with Mac computers. According to an article on Monster.com, Mac-related skills are in demand for techies hoping to become IT pros. Apple's iPod, iTunes, and its recent transition to Intel processors have proven to be leading factors in the growth of Mac awareness. According to the report, system administrators, network engineers, database engineers, programmers, and support professionals are all occupants in need of more Mac-experienced workers. Knowing Mac systems is now considered a necessity, the report goes on to say that analysts are predicting that Macs will become more popular as a direct result of bootcamp software. Another U.S. survey has revealed that Apple is growing in popularity. The Harris Poll surveyed 2,351 U.S. adults online between June 7th and the 13th and asked them to name three brands they think are the best. There were no lists to choose from, it was simply what came to mind, and according to the survey, Apple showed up in the 10th spot. Sony topped the list for the 7th consecutive year, as Dell stayed at number 2, followed by Coca-Cola. The other places on the top 10 list of best brands are taken by Ford at number 5, Honda at number 6, Hewlett-Packard at number 7, General Electric at number 8, Kraft Foods at number 9, and of course Apple at number 10. Two companies that didn't make the list this year are General Motors and Microsoft. If you've checked out iTunes lately, you may have noticed that a new artist has joined the mix. After holding out for so long, Bob Seger has debuted his newest single, Face the Promise, on the popular music store, and it's now available for download. Seger's manager Ed Andrews said they've long avoided iTunes and the singles market because they believe Seger's songs are meant to be listened to as a part of a complete album. But obviously, they have changed their minds and are currently talking with Capitol Records to release more Seger songs online. Seger will be joined by the Red Hot Chili Peppers soon, as they have now agreed to release their songs on iTunes in March. Students and teachers are no longer able to buy an education-only iMac, as Apple has decided to sell it only to institutions. Although the change has not been explained, a note to dealers said please be advised the iMac for Education is no longer available to education individuals. Effective immediately, this product is only available to education institutions. When the eMac was launched, it was the most affordable Mac available, and Apple received many requests from customers who wanted to buy it. In fact, it received so many requests that Apple decided to sell it to the public. But since then, Apple has expanded their computer line for students and has made them affordable for students by offering student discounts. Real Mac Software has released its first official theme pack for Rapid Weaver. It was specifically designed for bloggers and includes three themes: Blog Blocks, which keeps your content in order with one column design; Blog Funky, Rapid Weaver's first ever theme with three columns; and Blog Modern, which is Rapid Theme's classic two-column theme. Each theme includes a unique set of features and a full array of icons for RSS feeds, categories archives, comments, and trackback links. The company claims whether you use Safari, Firefox, or Explorer, your site will look the same. The Blog Themes Pack is priced at $24.95 US. A new version of Canto's digital asset management has been released. According to the company, Cumulus 7 promises significant performance gains and enhancements for security, web-based DAM, automation, and usability. New features foster better asset control, faster production, and more efficient collaboration. The user interface is easier to navigate, and it will allow the user to easily find alternates or variants or trace other relationships between assets. Other improvements have been included, such as the actions to automate workflow steps, a new image conversion and processing feature, as well as a creation of PowerPoint presentations and printing improvements. Cumulus 7 server and client software run natively as universal binary applications on Intel-based Mac computers. Coming up, teaching an old dog new tricks, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was, working on the final version of the annual report, when boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor. Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Smile on My Mac has released an image package of LightScribe design backgrounds that can be downloaded, installed, and used with DiskLabel, which is the CD-DVD label design software for the Mac. The designs are provided by LightScribe Direct Disk Labeling and are free. There are over 50 designs available in a variety of LightScribe layout formats and many different themes as well. ShirtPocket has announced that SuperDuper 2.1.3, the latest release of the company's fully bootable backup utility, is now available. SuperDuper is a disk copying program that you can use to quickly make a full backup or just a clone. You'll be able to duplicate your boot drive to another drive with ease. The new version adds the ability to control ACL copying for the more advanced user. SuperDuper 2.1.3 does support both Intel and PowerPC Macs that run on macOS 10, 10.3.9, or later. The San Francisco Police Department recently used an iPod music player to help them identify a San Francisco woman who was a hit-and-run victim in the Presidio District. According to the report, the woman was jogging one morning when she was hit and was soon discovered by a park employee. While she was jogging, she was listening to her iPod, and the investigators took the iPod to the downtown Apple store in San Francisco. That allowed them to contact the company's headquarters, and in turn gave them identifying information from the device to determine who the woman was. It seems you can teach an old dog new tricks, as the radio industry has learned from the iPod how to program a radio station and get high marks in the ratings game. All they have to do is pretend they're an iPod on shuffle mode. That's not too hard, and it seems to be working. According to an article on MSN, since Jack FM radio made its debut in the United States, the majority of U.S. radio stations have programmed what is called the imitation iPod format and have seen healthy gains in listeners. This is the one rare format that is still attracting listeners instead of making them run away as fast as they can to satellite radio. Jack has a wide-ranging playlist, and listeners are more likely to hear unusual combinations of songs from different genres and eras. It goes against traditional programming, it doesn't have weather or traffic reports, and DJs are non-existent. According to MSN, a recent report from Arbitron and Edison Media Research tracking 36 adult hits variety hits radio stations showed that 28 of them have seen improved ratings in the key 25 to 54-year-old demographic since switching to Jack's format. Many other stations have copied the Jack format, but have different names. For instance, the San Francisco Bay Area station is called Max FM. As it does boast a wider playlist, it's sometimes hard to listen to Our Lips Are Sealed by the Go-Go's and then hear Fuel from Metallica. It works on my iPod, but it doesn't quite make sense on a radio station to me. I must be the odd girl out, though, because as ratings are showing, this new format is a welcome relief. Solutions Research Group has conducted a study of the digital music market. The results aren't too surprising. I think we all know that Apple's iTunes does dominate the music downloads, but it also shows that females are downloading more and more, as the study showed that women between the ages of 30 and 49 years old have produced the biggest year-over-year growth. The study also showed that iPod ownership among women grew by 33%, which actually tripled in 2006. Though reports in the past have claimed that many iTunes users don't actually buy a lot of songs, they put their CD music into the music library on iTunes. Well, that's changing as well, as the survey has showed. More and more people are buying music online. In fact, 23% more people are buying music online. And I'd admit it, I'm one of them. I bought two songs the other day. It's fun. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.